Blog Talk Radio.
To their spirit, of course, but sometimes when you're talking about getting into the spiritual realm, there still becomes a lot of unanswered questions that you have on the table. So we're going to address that. What if you could not necessarily bring them back, but if you could ask your loved one who has passed away a question that you think would help you in your life today, even if it didn't physically help you, even if it didn't physically help you, maybe there were some questions that you may have had for your loved one that you never got a chance to ask them before they left. Many people have lost their mothers, fathers. You know, you lose people in your life. The longer you live, the more people you're going to lose. Everybody ain't going to be able to take that ride with you, you know? So it's a tough thing. It's a tough thing. Yo, how is the video on here? Because I'm seeing the video do a lot of flickering. Not flickering like the connection ain't right, but it looks like the camera is trying to get the focus exactly right. So I'm seeing the color of my shirt, color of my face. I'm seeing it flick from like a brighter to a little darker. Let me know if I'm coming through all right. Is my mic right? a lot of us lose people to illnesses. When you lose somebody to an illness, that's a tough thing, because the upside or the plus side of losing somebody to an illness is supposed to be that you get a chance to ride it out with them before they leave. But that doesn't guarantee that you're going to get all the questions answered before they go, because even though you die from a sickness and maybe even a lengthy illness, it doesn't necessarily mean that a person can't die suddenly on you. Like they may have gone to the doctor for a routine doctor visit and they were doing okay. You knew that they didn't have long to be in this world, but they were keeping up and they were doing all right. And next thing you know, they went to a random doctor visit, just a checkup, just something to make sure that they got their medicine and all of that, and they never came back from the hospital. You may have had something planned for them and for that day or for the near future. Oh, hold on, man. I'm on here. I'm undressed, y'all. My bad. I'm up here naked and shit. Y'all ain't even say nothing. Like, oh, all right. Yeah, all right. You showing skin. You showing skin, son. All right. My thread's on. Make sure we okay here. All right. We good. What's going on, my girl, Mona? Mona, how y'all feeling, my? Good to see me, some you. Thanks for coming by. Naturalista Rap. Hey, good to see you. You know always that it's good to see you come through. And Robin Ming, down and do a thing. That's my big sis. Act like you know that swing. That's word. And a Shirley Cheryl, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. It's good to see you, girl. You know that it's good to see ya. Word. So that's what we're talking about today, y'all. We're talking about my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Thanks for coming through, my brother. Thanks for coming on out. It's good to see you always in the chat, no doubt. That's how it's going down. All right, so let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. We do this every single Sunday from 11 o'clock till around 12:30-ish. And the reason that we say 12:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday, and it is Sunday. And it is Sunday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight, go back and forth, bust it up all crazy. We play on the monkey bars, the swings, push each other up the sliding board. We take an introspective look into our own behavior to see the way that we fit into this thing called life through the universe and see how the light shines on us. I am your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It's the Urban Therapy with Sun show going down. And we are asking the question, what would you ask them if they were still here? What would you ask your question? What would you ask your loved one who has passed away if they were still here? What's the one thing that you need to know from them that only they can tell you? I'll get it popping. Mona Garrett, what's going on, Mo? How you feeling, Vice? How you feeling? Listen, I'll start with my stepdad. I mean, I have so many people that have passed that left unanswered questions to me, but I'll start with my stepdad. My stepdad passed on February 10th, 2010, after a secret bout with cancer. And you know what I wanted to ask? What only thing I really wanted to ask my dad before he passed was he afraid? Because he showed no fear. Not one day did I see him look scared, like, yo, this shit crazy. But I know he was afraid. I know that he was afraid to get the surgery. So there was fear there. And I remember that year, the year before he passed, because, you know, February 10th is early in the year in 2010. So I remember remember the radio announcer, the sports announcer, Harry Callis? He used to call the Phillies games. You know what I mean? Harry Callis was all that. And it's out of here. Every time somebody would hit a home run, he'd be like, and it's out of here. Chase Utley, you are the man. And I remember Harry Callis had a heart attack and died almost at work. You know, had a heart attack and died in 2009. And I remember, you know, being over my mom's house that day. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I knew he was hiding the illness. I didn't care if I knew or not. He was like, you ain't going to get it from me, though. You ain't going to get it from me, though. And when Harry passed, you know, my stepdad, he was just sort of like, that's a shame. And I was, if he was here, I would want to ask him, like, when you knew you were close, when you knew you were close to going and you saw other people pass, did it give you a feeling of, I got more on my way too? Or was it just like, I'm holding on? Was he afraid? I just wanted to know. You know what I mean? I loved him. He loved me. So we didn't have that left on the table. But I wish I could have done more for him if he would have revealed that maybe I would like to ask him that too. Like, why didn't you want us to know? You know, there are things we could have done to help you. Like, why wouldn't you want that support? I think I know the answer to that question. But it's still something that I think about. So when his birthday comes along every year, October 1st, 1935, you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, I really miss my man. It's my dude. You know what I mean? But I know I'm blessed to have had him in my life. Two fathers. You know what I mean? Most young black men don't even get one dad. I had two. Full-fledged, full-time, no days off dad. It's crazy. Pretty much fighting over my love. How about that? So, but I would like to ask him that. So, like, what about y'all? How does it feel? Some of y'all have lost your parents. Some of y'all have lost both of them. You know, as you get up in years, the likelihood that you're going to outlive them starts to increase. However, some of us have lost children preceding us in death. What would you, if you have a child that passed before you, what would you like to ask your child before, you know, if they were back? And don't get me wrong, I know that's got to be a hurting thing. If it's anything that a parent does not want, they do not want their kids to pass before they do. Like, it's like messing up the cycle of life. Like, that ain't supposed to happen. You're supposed to bury me. I'm not supposed to bury you. But it happened. And evidently, the big man upstairs decides who comes, who goes, and exactly what time each one of them is going to leave this party. And we have to accept that. But it's not always an easy thing to accept. So in our struggle to try to accept this, what would you ask them? What would you ask your parents if they were back here to be able to answer your question in this life, in this world? What would you ask them? What is it? You know what I mean? You know, what is it? What we got? What we got? Okay, T. Carey Wright says, the video was good on my phone and my TV. I'm talking about, but what about that audio? Y'all hear this? Because if y'all hear doop, 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 we got a problem. We got a major problem, side. You know what I mean? We not doing that. Narciso says, this one hits home with me. I'm getting emotional without being able to think of any questions. Calm down, my brother. It's going to be all right. We're doing this for a reason. You know, at least once a month on this show, we gotta heal. There's too much shit going on, man. You know what I mean? This COVID-19 got us all fucked up. Some of us have lost people to the COVID. You know, this shit is real. This shit is real.
shit is too real, son.
GK writes, same here, Norris. This week is my GG Carrie's birthday. And 2 weeks from now, my dad and my best friend's birthdays. Heavy shit. Cherry, Cherry is all up in the house of Cherry. Cherry, Cherry, Cherry. It's Cinderella Day to Day. Well, it's a woman day to day with fame. Cinderella Day to Day. Well, it's a woman day to day with fame. How you feeling, man? Good to see you coming through. How you feeling, though? No, I mean, how you feeling? You know what I mean. You know what I'm talking about. Everybody, what's good? I need the rat report. She says, everyone, thank you for your prayers and well wishes. This is day 9. I'm feeling a lot better. I still can't smell, but I could taste a little happy for the, I could taste a little happy for the little thing. Okay, all right. So you know what I mean? You take a baby step. You take it. Baby steps is all right. I'll take that for the COVID any day. That's my word. Mona Garrett says, I would ask my grandmother why she didn't tell anyone she was feeling ill. Why did she continue her day-to-day without seeing a doctor? Yeah, you wonder about these. I guess, I don't know, Mona. I guess this is one of those things when a person knows that they're really sick and they know that it's the end. I've always wondered, is there something spiritual going on? Is there something spiritual going on that the living that are going to be living for much longer cannot understand? Is there something that happens with people that are about to pass which lets them know that they are about to pass, and it prevents them from shoring up everything that you would like and that they would like to shore up? Is that, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you know, we've done these shows. And, you know, we've posted things online, and I've asked people, like, if they were terminally ill, would they want people to know that they were terminally ill? And a lot of people say, no, I wouldn't want anybody to know that I was terminally ill. I wouldn't tell anybody that I was sick. I would just ride it out. My stepdad did that. Like, why? Why would – don't you know that there are people out here who know how to do things that other doctors don't know how to do? There are resources. There are techniques. There are methods out here that are untried, unproven, but people out there have done it. Dr. Sabi made a whole living off of that shit. Helping people, treating people, curing people.
If you don't, a closed mouth don't get fed, man. I mean, a closed mouth don't get fed, and an untreated person winds up dead.
So I understand. I totally understand about that. Like, come on, you know what I mean? But you know what else I've wondered, Mona? I've really wondered this. I wonder if the pain that we are seeing somebody experience in their last days, is that really a pain that they are experiencing? Or is there something more spiritual and mysterious about it? Like maybe the pain that we are witnessing is for the living. Maybe the pain that we are witnessing is sent to send us a message, to make us see how valuable life is and how precious it is and how we need to take steps to preserve it at every turn. Maybe the time when somebody that we know dies, maybe their spirit has left them way before that. And maybe it's just their physical shell riding it out. Sort of like how if things were going the right way, Joe Biden would already be taking over presidential duties while Donald Trump would just be riding it out for the next 2 months. Like, I ain't really got to do shit. You know what I mean? I could pardon a few people, you know, go fuck with a couple of cats, you know what I mean? Get on the phone, you know, pay homage to a couple of motherfuckers. Like, yo, man, it was a crazy 4 years. I know I was tripping, man, but, you know, I had fun. Like, well, I might fuck around and run in 2024. I know motherfuckers mad at me, but they don't even know, man, shit. I mean, I actually had good intentions. It's just like, fuck it. I am what I am, man. Crazy ass motherfucker. Yo, this is secure line, right? Ah, fuck it. I don't care. You know what I mean? I'm out of here in a couple of months. You know what I mean? You niggas hating anyway. But you know, like that. Like, we don't know. We don't know. We won't know until our time. But if
our loved ones were here, I would ask them, well, when did you really pass? Did you pass on that day that you were declared dead? Before then, did you leave us before? What kind of answer do you think we would get? You know, people out here are mediums, and they claim to be able to get in touch with the dead. They claim to be able to talk to people who have crossed over to the other dimension. Lovely E75. Oh, what's going on? That's my mom, neighbor from across the street. What's going on, man? Yo, E, how you doing, E? Good to see you so good. Oh, yeah. I would like to ask them, like, did you leave before or did you leave then? And I wonder, like, when people try to do a seance and stuff like that, I've never seen them ask that question. Why not ask that question? Why not ask that question? Maybe they didn't think of that question, but I did. I would like to know, when did you really leave this world? I think it would be interesting to hear that answer, if they really gave an answer, because a lot of it seems to be interpretation. I mean, we reach our peace in different ways. We don't all get the same peace at the same time in the same way on the same date. Carol Chamber, let me favorita. Carol Chamber, let me favorita. Carol Chamber, let me favorita is all up in the place. It's always good to see your face. No doubt. And Annette Davis. Annette Davis, the number one. Annette Davis, the number one. What's going on, my? I hope that you are feeling better, too. What is this Scorpio shit? All y'all sick. What's going on, you? I'm glad to see you feeling better, and you better be feeling better. I ain't trying to hear that shit that you ain't feeling the fuck better.
Okay.
Look, I'm a ridicule motherfuckers into getting better. Like, yeah, oh, I feel good as shit. I feel good as shit. I'm ready to run a marathon, nigga. That's how we doing it. That's how we do. That's how we doing it. Carol Chamberlain says, I can hear you. On the mic, can you hear this? That's what I need to know. Y'all like, now I can hear. I ain't asked you that. I don't want to hear you from here. I want to hear you. I mean, I don't want you to hear me from here. I want you to hear me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all give me confirmation. I'm going to start singing on y'all. I'm going to sing the rest of the show. When they passed away, when they left my heart, I was a messed up from the beginning to start. Things ain't going right. Y'all better tell me that my mic sounds right. I'm bullshit. I'm not even kidding. Does my mic sound nice? Y'all better tell me so. Y'all gonna have to put up with this bullshit from old. Need to know. I need to know. I need to know. See if y'all gave me an answer. Oh, y'all ain't say nothing yet? I need to know. I can't read none of y'all comments until you let me know. Okay, all right, Annette. That's right. That's right. Put that shit to bed. Put it to bed. All right. Now we can move on. G. Carrie Wright says, I don't know what I'd ask my child. The idea of asking is too heavy. I get that. And I'm real sorry that you had to experience that. That shit is. Peace to you. Word up. Let me see. Show husband. Okay, wait. Emily says,
right, Norris? I feel the same way. Today was the day for my weekly call to my aunt, and I wake up to the news of her passing. Today? You woke up to the news of her passing today? Wow. Sorry to hear about that, Emily. Damn. I mean, it's fucked up because death is the only guarantee in life. We can't stop that rock. We can't stop it. We can try to slow it down. We can try to divert it, put it off. You know what I mean? We can even hook each other up to life support machines and pretend that it's still going on. We can hold our hopes. We can pray. But we can't stop shit from happening that has to happen. We cannot do that. That's the only thing. Oh, damn, Carrie, I didn't know you said you asked about the video first, bro. The audio sounds good, and I heard the pluck on the mic. I wasted all my, you know what I mean, my golden voice for nothing. Thank you. At least somebody cares about this kind of shit. Cheryl says, love that purple top. What size is that? The small. The camera puts on 50 pounds. I'm size lead. TK Wright says, if I had a terminal illness, I don't know that I would tell anyone. Well, let's just hope that that doesn't become the case. How about we do that? How about we do that? What's up, brown eyes? Brown eyes, how you doing? Brown eyes, turn around, bright eyes. Turn around, brown eyes. Hold on, man. First of all, more than this court, I feel some of y'all getting too emotional. Y'all might be getting too emotional. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, y'all know in my quest to control everything, I got to control y'all emotions, too. So y'all cry when I say cry. When I say stop crying, you stop crying. When I say laugh, you drop everything. And I mean raucous laughter, too. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure that, you know, y'all check y'all emotions at old door. Y'all with that, right? Everybody good? My nigga, we good? We good? Everything is good? Levels is good? Levels is good? Levels is good. All right, y'all, let me see. Train within? What up, train within? Train within. That's kind of dope. That's what's up. Good looking out on the Instagram side. Word up. So if y'all didn't know, today we are talking about what you would ask your loved one if they were still here. So if you have somebody who passed, and there were still questions that went unanswered before they passed, if they were here, for you to be able to ask them questions and for them to be able to answer a question or questions that you have, what would it be? That's what we're talking about today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Good looking out. Thanks for coming on through. Ooh, I am your host, Sun752, and y'all can call into the show. If y'all want to call into the show, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. It's a daily. I'm sorry. It's the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. All up in your area. Totally uncensored show. You can express your emotion as if you had a little potion. You can express your passion in any form of fashion. I won't cut you off. I won't tell you what to say. You come through and you express your way. No play. And make sure that y'all like the show, man. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show, and make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If y'all haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show / the Daily Go-Get-A-Mism Show. And we do this every single day, every single day, every day, every day it rains. All right, here we go. Okay. And then David says, I would ask my mother and grandparents if they think that I'm doing a good job with my children. Wow. Wow. But let me ask you this, Annette. What do you think the answer would be? I know what I think the answer would be, but what do you think that they would say? What do you think that they would say? Would they say, hey, okay, you're doing your thing today, and I knew that I put it in your hands and you would handle it that way? No doubt, no doubt. What do you think that they would say, though, Annette? What would they say? 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 What would they do? What would they say? Robin Mink says, I would ask my daughter why did she leave me? Damn. And is that how you look at it, Rob? Do you look at it like she left you? Like, do you look at it like she had a choice in the matter? Wow. I can feel the pain in just that statement right there. Brown Eyes says, lost my son suddenly 5 years ago at age 28. Years old. We shared everything, so I really don't know anything I'd ask him that I haven't asked already. You sure? Because if he died suddenly, like, you okay, you know what? Not saying that this happened, Brown Eyes, and thanks for giving me that comment. I appreciate it. But you know, like, when, for those of y'all who have lost people to violence, murder, and some of y'all have had to go to court for it, testify, or be a witness, or just sit in the court and watch the trial, and there may have been some confusion over exactly what happened at that time. Would you want to ask the person that you lost who was murdered, how exactly did it go down? What happened? Like, really, what happened? Like, according to the coroner, he says this is what actually killed you. According to the person who killed you, they say this is what happened. The detectives say this. The prosecutors say that. The lawyers, the defense, and the prosecutors are saying this. But you tell me what happened. What happened? Exactly how did it go down? Some people might need that for some closure. They might need that to close that chapter, at least be able to say, well, just like I thought, my baby didn't do nothing. They didn't deserve that. Wrong place, wrong time, wrong crowd, wrong people, wrong shit. It happened. Oh, he died of asthma. Wow, at 28 years old. I'm so sorry to hear that. That is horrible. But if you say that you got a chance to shore up the things that he, you know, that you wanted to ask him, that's a wonderful thing. I hope that it went down like that. Sean Clay on the Instagram side, man, you need to come over to the YouTube side. But good looking out, my brother. This is coming out, man. That's my dude. That's my dude right there. That's what's up. Now, I know you have questions that you would ask some people. One particular person, I know that you have some questions that you would want to ask. I don't mean to put you on blast, but you know, you're my dude. Brown Eye says, thank you. Still hard, but maintaining. The thing about when somebody passes, you got to still go on. And the way that you go on, the life that you lead after somebody else has passed, you know, somebody can be so close to you that you feel like a part of you died. And it has. It has. Those daily phone calls, that interaction, that being with them, going places, you know, that expectation of seeing them, hearing from them, knowing that they're okay. You know, it dies, but you have to be reborn in other ways. But in that rebirth may take longer than the mourning. We mourn. Some people mourn for years, but you have to be reborn for decades if you have that much time left. It's not easy, but that's why I wanted to talk about that this morning. What would you ask your loved one who has passed if you could have them back for today? What would you ask them? What's on your mind? What do you have for them? What do they have for you? Brown, I said, everyday communication. Yeah. And you know the fucked up, really, really fucked up part about this shit is it seems like they passed on that one day when y'all didn't talk. 1,000 days before. You know, 1,000 days is accomplished in 4 years. 1,000 days before, y'all talked every day, like clockwork, maybe a certain hour, maybe a certain phone call, all of that shit. On the one day when you don't hear from them, or when you was, you know, y'all was supposed to get with each other, talk to each other, whatever, a little bit later on that day never fucking comes. That time never comes. And it's like, huh? My grandmother passed. It was like she had to get away from everybody in order to die. God couldn't take her in front of nobody. Nobody was going to let her die. Soon as everybody went to the store or whatever, left her alone for like an hour. Boom. He was like, oh, got her by herself. Snatched her. Shit crazy. Brown, I said they used to talk several times a day. I hear you. Robbie Mink says, I would ask my wait, I read that. Okay. TK Wright says, I would want to spend my time trying to reverse the illness and loving my people as much as I could. I wouldn't even want that illness to be that last thing that they remembered about me. Okay, you're talking about if you were diagnosed with a terminal illness. Man, fuck that shit. Y'all can best believe I got cancer. I got anything terminal. I'm going to do this show every day. I'll be on this motherfucker live. And I'm dead serious. Yeah. This day is better than yesterday, y'all. I'm on my way. I'm on the road to recovery. I tell you, y'all ain't got to worry about me. But I'm going to continue to do this shit. I need one of y'all motherfuckers to take over this show when I leave, but it got to be somebody who got the keys to the crib. So what we're going to do, I'm cool. Shit. Goddamn. Oh, we're going to have a contest. What are y'all going to take over the daily, go get them in the show and urban therapy with such show of my absence. This will be a good contest. I'm going to give you all my equipment. I'm going to give you my laptop. I'm going to give you the microphone. I might even give you two or three of the phones I use and shit. I'm going to race them bitches before I give it to you, though. Y'all ain't going to be all in my business. But I thought I'm cool. I ain't going to die today. I ain't going to die on the show. I swear to God, I ain't going to die on the show. Yeah, I got everything you need. I show you how to do the shit. Shit. If any of y'all motherfuckers love me, y'all better go do a seance with Dr. Sabian. That's how I'm going out. There ain't going to be no secret. I'm going to be bitching. Like, he ain't used to be bitching about shit except for, you know, chicks with long-ass, stupid-looking eyelashes and weaves and shit. Let's keep moving. See, Robbie Robin Ming says, I really believe that my daughter knew she was going to die, but didn't want me to worry. Mm. Cherry says, wait a minute. You know, my chat room, I'm gonna have to catch up too. Because I see y'all getting busy. All right. Cherry says, even with me having COVID-19, part of me was embarrassed. I don't know why. I suffered in silence. I think I didn't share with y'all until the other day. But honestly, the support helped knowing you care. And that's the thing. See, the secret of illness and the stigma of illness. I understand why you probably tried to keep it a secret. A lot of people look at this virus like it's, you know, like you don't get this virus through sexual contact or being dirty or using intravenous needles like they said you got it with AIDS. But this is close to AIDS in that people feel, well, first of all, we don't know a lot about it. We know what we know, but we're learning about it, just like in the 80s, in the AIDS era, with the AIDS epidemic. We didn't know enough. All we knew that motherfuckers got really, really sick, and it was like a prolonged illness that didn't take all that long, and you were dead. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you don't have to be embarrassed about being sick. And I wouldn't care if it was AIDS. People get sick because of illnesses that are spread around. Not because you're mean, not because you're bad, not because you did something wrong, not because you lied. Nah. And that's why support systems are so fucking important. Motherfuckers have died of loneliness. Motherfuckers have died because they couldn't get the help that they needed. They couldn't get the support. They didn't have nobody to say, nah, man, you all right. You know what I mean? I love you. And look, I'm going to help you out. I'll be there every day until the end. But we're going to push back the end. We're going to push back to your due date. Your end date is going to get pushed way back. I know some people who know some people who are going to call some people overseas. We're going to get this. We're going to try these treatments out. We ain't got nothing to lose. But we ain't going to lose you, not easily. Guy gonna have to wait on you. It's support. And that's in anything. That's when you break up with somebody. You need support. You need somebody who has been there. You need somebody who's been there. Like, yo, I had my heart broke too. That shit took me 4 or 5 years to finally be able to love again, be able to trust again, be able to try again. But I don't want you to have to take that long. Fuck that. I can't repair your broken heart, but I can tell you, I can show you how to walk with a broken heart. Your broken heart shouldn't take your legs from up under you. And I'm going to show you how to keep that from happening. It's support. You know, when you know somebody else has done something before you and they've gotten through, it sends a signal to your brain and your heart. It's like, oh, there's hope. But when it's like, oh, I can't tell such and such because then they're going to look at me all funny and shit. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, shit, I used to listen to the testimony of AIDS patients, and they say, you know, nobody will ever kiss me again. This was a man saying it. He was like, you know, I feel like nobody will ever kiss me again, whatever. Shit, I used to have a plan for HIV. Like, if I ever get this shit, I'm gonna put my shit out there and be like, listen, I need a girlfriend. I need a girlfriend, and she needs HIV. We gonna be together, like, we're going to literally be together forever. Then they fuck around and get the treatment or the cure for it, like on some Magic Johnson shit, and fuck up everything. Like, damn, I thought we mean you was going to have to be together forever, but turns out. I lost my husband to Combivir. You no good bastard. I lost my husband to Combivir. Fucking doctors. And it says, my mother suffered from mental illness along with sarcoidosis. And she told us that she was going to die 2 weeks before she died. Sarcoidosis, that shit is crazy. You know, That's what killed Bernie Mac. You know, it's a heart condition and pulmonary condition. Can't breathe or shit. You know what I mean? That shit is very, very debilitating. And that shit will take you up out of here. You know, I was buffering for a minute. I hope I'm better now. Shit, I'm inspired today. I ain't tired. I had a good night's sleep last night. My eyes might look a little red because when I get out of the shower, I should be bloodshot. Like, I just... But nah, I'm cool. I'm cool. I bet you I ain't dying today. Y'all can try to shoot me or something, but I ain't going to die today. I bet you that. I got tested for the COVID, you know, not 2 days ago, but the Friday before. I ain't had that shit. So what you talking about? Tired? You look tired. You look tired to me. I ain't tired. Shit. I'm wired. I'm inspired. What you talking about? My calling ring. Hold on. Let me shake it. Shake them up. Shake them up. Shit. You know what I mean? Put an extra year on my life. Calm down, Naturalista Rap. It's going to be all right. This is a healing show. It's a healing show. But I need to know. Even if you don't tell us on this show today, there are going to be unanswered questions that you have for people who left. Because, I mean, just like some of y'all have expressed, the question might be, why are you gone? Why? Why? Like, the same questions that you would ask them if they were here are probably the same questions you have asked God. Like, why? Why did they have to go? I understand that it's your plan, and I understand that I can never understand the inner workings of your plan. But I also understand that I need to submit to you, and I need to just accept whatever you give, because whatever you give is perfect and is right. But why can't know, God? Why I can't know? Why you can't tell me? Why I can't know why? Why you can't tell me? Man, yeah, sorry about that, Emily. That shit is crazy. So, as I said, it saddens me always when people I know are suffering. Don't you do home health care? You always taking care of somebody that's suffering. You and my sister, y'all got that shit. I don't know, man. Dita done lost clients. I mean, you know, you take care of somebody for years. You get to know them. You know what I mean? They're like family to you. All of their family entrust you to their care. I mean, entrust you to their loved ones' care and shit. You become like their real family after a while. And you know the end game. The end game is, you know what it is. You know what it is. Brown Eye says, God, why at 28? I asked for years. That's what she asked God. God, why at 28? Yeah, 28. It's crazy. Everybody, think about what you were doing at age 28. Where was your head at age 28? 28, you probably thought, shit, got my life so far ahead of me. You don't even be realizing that at age 28, 40 is only 12 years away. You don't be looking at it that way when you're 28. I know that thought not even crossed my mind. Like, 12 years? Are you serious? I'll be 40 in 12 years? And that time go fast as shit. All of us over 40 know. We know. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Good to see you, my brother. Always be more all up in your area. Okay. And that David says, I believe that they would say that I'm doing just fine. I know that they would say that. I was hoping that you were going to say that. But I know, without knowing them, just knowing what you've told me and us about them, I know that they would say you was doing a spectacular job. You on your shit. Show husband says, I think I will have to tell people I'm suffering because I'm always helping people and they will be worried when they don't see me. Miss Reliable. What you mean, Shirley and come? What you mean, Shirley and show? What you mean, Shirley and call? What you mean you ain't heard from Cheryl? Have you checked the hospitals, the jails? You know what I'm saying? Was she mad at somebody? Did she punch somebody in the face in front of a cop again? Don't check the coroner's office. Don't check the medical exam. We ain't looking for it there. We ain't doing that. And he says they probably will. Okay, wait, because I sometimes wonder the same thing. And I know I did well. I learned from them on how to parent. They did a great job with me and my siblings. Word up. So Jones says, are you proud of me? That's what you would ask your loved one. Are they proud of you, Ansel? I hear that. All right, Brown, she says she'll be back. That's what's up. My bad, Emily. You know, I ain't mean to do the co-host job. My bad. And then David says, my father and I had an argument and I hung up on him, but he died before I could speak to him again. I would like to say that I love him because I didn't end the call in a loving manner. That's really the rap says. I thought Cheryl was the co-host. Cheryl is the co-host when we go on hikes. She's the co-host. No doubt. So Jones says, the questions you hear at funerals could have been asked. Emily said, I quit. You need to chill. You need to chill before I have some unanswered questions that I have to ask you. You ain't got a pass to leave somebody, but you should. All right. All right. All right. Don't drip nothing on your hoodie. Mm-hmm. And that says, I'll be 60 in 3 years, and 28 seemed like yesterday. Cuz, your 20s is a robbery in progress. Your 20s are a robbery in progress. You know, you one day, you know what I mean, you clubbing, you chilling, you pregnant, you just had a baby by two, three different ones and shit. You know what I mean? You getting this job and you making moves, you making more money than some people who are older than you. You doing your thing and shit. You know what I'm saying? You all young and vital and virile. And then next thing you know, somebody robs you of your 30s and your 40s. You're like, 40? And it's starting to seem like that transition from 40 to 60 goes as fast as your 20s to 40. Maybe even faster from the stories I've been hearing. Maybe even faster from what I've been hearing. Anybody out there know about how fast you get from your 40s to 60? I've been hearing that it's pretty speedy. A baroom. A baboom. Let me know. Let me know. Okay. Carol says, I want to think that my parents, grandparents, and brothers will be proud of me. I hope I learn well from all. Yeah, I hear you.
I hear you. Well, yeah, man, you know, I lost a friend of mine. I don't know. With me and death, there's always some crazy mystery or some odd shit. Like I've told y'all on shows before, I lost three close friends in 2003, starting with New Year's, and it was wild. But my man Rob worked for us, white boy, and you know, well, white boy, he was all right. You know, that was my dude. He taught me a lot about carpentry. Like, my couches, y'all can kind of see, but if you notice, my couches are on platforms. These platforms right here. My couches aren't on the floor. My couches are on these platforms. And Rob built these platforms. I told him, when I first got this crib, I told him, I said, listen, I want my couches. I want to build platforms for my couches. This is how I want them. I said, I want to build them. I want carpet on top of them. And I want the sides to have mirrors on them. And I'm going to put lights on them. And, you know, that's I was like, this shit is going to be the flyest shit. And he was like, okay. When you ready to build them? I was like, what you mean we? He was like, no, we. Me and you are going to build those platforms exactly the way you want them. We're going to measure your couches out, and then we're going to build the platform to sit on the couch, and we're going to make them so any couches that you get before, if they're sectional, you'll be able to use those same platforms for the couch because we're going to make them big enough. And I was like, all right. So we went and got the wood and everything for them and shit. I went to the mirror shop. And got the mirrors for him, measured them out. So he, you know, the exact, I think it was three inch by, that's about eight. Is that 8 feet? About eight. Whatever, for this couch. One back there is different. So we was in here sawing and cutting and banging and all of that shit and got it done. Anyway, in 2003, see, my man Rob was a heavy drinker. He was always talking about how he was Irish, and he liked to get his drink on, but he also started smoking crack. He had a girlfriend who was on heroin. So his little crazy show-off ass, guess what he started doing? The alcohol, the crack, and now he's doing heroin. He was always the type to overdo shit. He was a show off. He liked to party drink. He liked to party get high. He liked to, you know what I'm saying? You know, that crazy ass, wild, out of control Sagittarius behavior. He just couldn't be stopped. And Rob was the type, he spent time in jail. A significant amount of time in jail. In and out and shit like that. So anyway, on New Year's Eve, Rob got into a fight with one of the other coworkers on my job. He called me like, listen, Omar, I'm over here with Perry. You know, this motherfucker acting crazy and shit. I just had to take a metal pipe out of his hand. You know what I mean? He over here acting crazy. I need you to come and get me. Can you come and get me, please? Can you come and get me? I was like, huh? It's New Year's Eve. I said, all right. Fuck it. It was right over there at 27 for Lehigh. So I said, all right. Me and my girl, we got out. We went out. It was snowing. Snowing all crazy. So we went. I went and got the boy. I was like, yo, what the fuck is y'all doing? He's like, yo, he ain't want to tell me they was getting high because that's exactly what they was doing. He was like, you know, I don't know. We was sitting around drinking. That was the safe word. We was sitting around drinking and
You know, he just started acting stupid and shit. And you know, he tried to fuck me up and shit. I grabbed the pipe out of his hand, but I ain't want to beat him up. I ain't want to fuck him up for the new year. All right. So we dropped him off at his crib on New Year's. Took him home. 3 days later. Wait. So we was off New Year's Day. He would call me every Sunday and be like, yo, how you think the Eagles going to do? You know, I'm like, you know, I think they're going to be all right, man. You know what I mean? Because this is 2003. The Eagles was all that. So I was like, yeah, they're going to do this. They're going to do that, blah, blah, blah. He ain't call me. He ain't call me that Eagles game. I was like, And the next day he didn't come to work. He always came to work. He always talked about work. That was his conversation. So I went to his crib. When he didn't come to work that day, I went to his crib. And the boy who lived in the crib, because he lived in one of our rooming houses, he was like, oh, yeah, he went to go see his girl. He went to go see his girl last Friday. I'm like, last Friday? I dropped him off here. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, all right. Maybe he did go see it. She lived out in the county. Anyway, when he didn't come the next day, his girl called. And she was like, why isn't Rob talking to me, Omar? And I was like, what are you talking about? What do you mean he ain't talking to you? He left your house? She said, I haven't seen Rob since last Friday. I was like, Now, Rob was the type that would get locked up. But remember, the boy already told me that he went to go see his girl. So I knew something was fishy I'm with that, because I knew that boy used to shoot dope. So I was like, all right, I gotta go to Rob crib and I gotta get in his room. I need to find out what the fuck is going on in there. When I got to the crib, now everything different. They like, yo, Mr. Omar, that boy in that room. He in that room, and they knew he been in there for all them. I was like, here's the significance of all of this. That New Year's Eve, we worked. By the way, he was in the room, he was dead, and he was in his throw up. You know, so he had obviously been getting high because the dope, the bags and all of that shit was. He had on the same outfit that I last saw him in. Now, here's what I took the long way of telling y'all. The day that I last saw him, I was taking pictures of everybody at the job. I couldn't get a clean shot of Rob. I'm getting the back of his head. I'm getting the side jaw. I couldn't get his face. Everybody else that worked on the job that day, I got pictures of them. Pictures of them working, pictures of them posing, pictures of everybody except Rob. I couldn't get a clean picture of him. He had on that outfit when I went to go get him from Perry House that night. And when I discovered his body, he had on that same shit. And I was like, because I was wondering, like, maybe the next day he died. He didn't run his gear like that. So when I went there and that boy said that he went to his girl house, he knew that boy was in there dead. He said that shit to throw me off the scent. I said, I thought you told me that he went to his girl house. He was like, I thought he did. Are you fucking pussy? So what I would like to ask Rob was, what happened that night? Was you getting high with that boy? Did he leave you in there? Did he give you a hot shot? What happened? Because it's almost to me like a murder. I tried to put the cops like, well, you know, something is going on. I suspect that there might be foul play. They was like, they weren't trying to hear that. They was like, listen, man, this is drugs. This is drugs, Mr. McIntyre. You see,
look, you see the bags over here. Well, we're not going to be hot. You can't make somebody get you hot.
Okay.
I was kind of pissed because I'm like, so now white lives don't matter either, huh? 2003, they ain't do no investigation on that shit. When drugs are involved, man, I guess this was before the opioid crisis. What's going on, Vinay Hardesty? Vinay, what's going on, Vinay? I said, at Omar, that sounds like my youngest brother's death. It never felt right to me. Yo, Cal, I looked at them pictures. After I got those pictures developed, I was like, what the fuck? I couldn't get a clean shot. Any other time, this motherfucker would be cheesing for the pictures. Oh, let's get on, you know what I mean? Let's get on. We all gonna take a group. Today, this day, couldn't get a clean shot. So the last time I saw him was the last time I saw him. Sorry for that long story, y'all. But that's what I wanted to ask him. I would like to know what happened that night. Why did you leave this world that night? Okay.
All right. Robbie Mink says, yes, I was in my 40s and looked up and I was 60. It seemed like I just skipped over the 50s.
So I hear. Emily says, Robin, my 40s was a question. Like, huh?
Some of it was okay, but for the most part, I wish I was possible for a do-over.
Carol says, my 20s was fun. I think after my 30s, I went straight to 60. I'm like, what the hell? Damn, you said from your 30s. Make sure y'all hit that like button, man. Hit the like button. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if y'all haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Make sure that you share the show. Share the show. It's the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar. With the we're talking about what you would ask your loved ones if they were still here.
And the baby says, Omar, can we see the shoes? No. And the only reason I'm saying no is because I just feel like being mean today. But I'm going to ride it out.
Nope. No.
So I don't remember how long I've been in the group, but I've always been treated like family. Ah, man, that's what's up. That's what's up. Sure, husband says, I think my first gray hairs came up when I hit 45. I was like, okay, it's about to go down. What's about to go down? Don't have no dye dripping from your head like Rudy fucking dumbass Giuliani and shit. That's what we're not going to do. We're not having that shit. We're not having that.
And he says, dang, I got 5 years left in the 50s club. Let me make these the best of my 50s. Rona, stand down, stand back. I'm on set. Go. I'm set on go. That's what's up. Taking off, real news. That's what's up. Good shit.
That was very positive. I mean, very motivational. Very motivational.
Emily says, Carol, my cousin's death would never feel right to me. I said she hung herself, but I will never believe this. Unsolved.
Wow.
Carol says, I never knew my brother to do intravenous drugs, but they told me he died from a drug that had been injected, and he was dead for 30 days before we were notified.
Cal said, since you're being mean, I ain't sharing this show, damn it.
Robbie Rob says, Omar,
with death, there's so many unanswered questions. They really are. It's crazy. But when you sit back and you really think, like, well, what would I ask? Since there's so many unanswered questions, we should have a whole list compiled. So what would you ask them? We know that we can't get them back. We know that they can't physically answer the questions anymore. But, you know, spiritually, you can make almost anything happen. So what would you do? Why can't we spiritually ask the question physically? Carol says, I would like to know if my brother was alone or if someone was with him. Yeah, man, when somebody dies and you suspect foul play. Yeah, that's a toughie. That's a toughie. It really is. So, yeah. Unanswered questions. You know, when somebody is sick, and you know, they say that we shouldn't be selfish in life and selfish about death. You know, they say that we should just trust in the process and let God's will be done. Well, we forced to do that anyway. But, you know, God's children will, I guess we ain't down to be seen and not heard. We're going to make some noise. We're going to make some noise. Shit, I would rather do it like this than the crazy shit that I've seen people doing with dead bodies, posing them and putting them in cars and motorcycles and dice games and card games. Like, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? People doing a little bit too much idol worship and shit. Having dead people standing up against the wall with cigarettes in their hand. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, nah, you doing way too much. Y'all overtime. Y'all woo. Woo. DK Wright said, I wish that I would have known you weren't going to show your shoes before I shared the show. I'm sorry, what'd you say? I'm sorry. Pardon. Señorita Taki. Señorita Taki. Perdón, señorita Taki. Señorita Taki. So sorry. Lo siento. Lo siento. And then David says, my cousin was a rising star on the campus of Lincoln University when he died. It was devastating for the family. Like, what kind of rising star? Sports? Academics? What did he do at Lincoln University? Lincoln University. You know, that first black college. Lincoln was the first black college. From what I understand, let me make sure this shit is right. Let me make sure that shit is right. Yeah. What was the first historically black college?
Institute for Colored Youth. According to U.S. Department of Education, the Institute for Colored Youth, the first higher education institution for blacks, was founded in Cheney, Pennsylvania, in 1837.
So it was Cheney, not Lincoln? I heard it was Lincoln. Cheney. That's Cheney. Gotta ask yourself, this was knee deep in the time of slavery. So how did you have a historically black college when we weren't taught to read and write?
Well, we knew that they were freed men, but enough of them to have a historically black college or university? You know, we need to look into that. We need to look into that. The first colleges for African Americans were established largely through the efforts of black churches with the support of American Missionary Association and the Freedmen's Bureau. But we know that there were black free blacks that had never been slaves, though. Did y'all know that Cheney was the oldest black college? Cheney was a teacher's college for years. Cheney, you know, that school that your brother and your sister or your cousin went to, that their parents was bitching about how they not doing nothing up there but partying and acting crazy and cutting the food. Cheney. Oh, you thought it was Lincoln. Yeah, they were doing their thing over in Lincoln. You know, they close. They close in proximity. The Bloody Triangle. Shout out to the Bloody Triangle. Shout out to the Bloody Triangle. The Bloody Triangle. All right. And then David says, he was Mr. Lincoln when he died there. When he died, there were 6 busloads from Lincoln at his funeral. Wow. What happened to him? Robbie Robin Mink says, I dream about my daughter. In my dream, she's always smiling, so I guess she's happy and at peace. Well, you only physically die once. Spiritual, unfortunately, that's an unlimited supply. Cheney! I mean, they got all of these black colleges out here. Jackson State, Florida A&M, Lincoln, Howard. You know, Howard is on blast. For real. Kamala Harris graduating from that shit. Cheney like, fuck all y'all. I'm corny. Fuck out of here. You know what I mean? We pioneered this shit. We ain't new to this. We true to this. Y'all know what to do to this. Clark. In Atlanta. Spelman. Morehouse. Who the fuck is y'all? Education for us started up north, not down south. Not below no Mason-Dixon line. We need to give Cheney a couple of dollars. Oh, no. Here we are. All these years, we've been talking all this black shit. And I'm late to the party. Cheney? I would have said that I would have lost that in Jeopardy. Rest in peace, Pat Sajak. I would have been like, Cheney? Cheney in Route 1?
Yeah, that Cheney.
No way. Way. No way. 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 Hey. Damn, and that's he died in a crash and burned in the car. Outside of the college. God damn. All right. Damn. Oh, damn. I did say Pat Sajak. I meant Alex Trebek. Yeah, I would like to ask Alex Trebek a question if he was back. You know, I saw a video about Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs was a real dickhead.
when he was alive. People really, really, you know, martyred him in his death. But he was an ass. He was an ass. He had a daughter that he denied even after the DNA proved it was his. He was like, man, fuck out of here. That ain't my daughter. He was an asshole.
Yeah, he was
an asshole. Ooh. So we get hitched up here. Dainty, hold on. Dainty build. Oh, dainty but dangerous. Wait a minute. Dainty but dainty. That's my girl, Kathy. Hey, what up, Kathy? You know what I mean? And it's really Kathy. It's Kathy. It's not Kathy. I'm not just saying it wrong. It's not Kathy. It's Kathy. You know, what's up, Kathy? Good to see me from you. I mean, look, my eyesight ain't as bad as I thought. Even though I got to get all the way up on that. Kathy! All right, well, fuck it. Do these birthday shout-outs, man. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. November 21st, and they just... I'm sorry, November 22nd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They are number one out the box, Sonya Jarman. You rock on and do the damn thing. And also Kareem Gaddafi Mustafa. Tecumseh Bey Muhammad turning 57 years old today. Yay, yay. And also Rocky Hunter, happy birthday to you. Hold on. Oh, shit. Scorpio ended yesterday. Ain't no more Scorpios left today. This is the first day of Sagittarius. That's why I had to check. I was like, wait a minute, the 22nd. Oh, shit. Well, I'll be damned. I might as well tell you who I am. I had to stop the birthday presses. These the half horse people we talking about now. This changes everything. Oh, Annette and Cherry, what we doing? Y'all ain't announced y'all departure, huh? Y'all just... Okay. So, it's Sagittarius season. Shit is about to get very confusing. Shit is about to get crazy confusing right about now. It's about to get real crazy right about now. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my half horse, half man people. Good Lord. Okay. Getting back a step. Freddie Peace Asakpa. Yeah, Asakpa, turning 46 years old today. And Marie John, turning 32 years old today. And Nana Adwoa Blessing, turning 27 years old today. And Triola James, happy birthday to you, turning 41 years old today. And Kiki Kadiatu Bijou Jalaba, turning 32 years old today. And last but certainly not least, my girl, my lady that used to live around the way, turning 71 years old today, Brenda Jones. My girl Brenda Jones is all up in the house. Happy birthday to you, Brenda Jones. Oh, shit. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious November 22nd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. To do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. To do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Hold on.
my cousin, my younger cousin, Tia. Tia McIntyre, happy birthday to you, Tia. I know y'all ain't listened to my show in a while, but y'all used to hold it down when we used to do the comedy show. So, you know what I'm saying? Happy birthday to you. I ain't forget about you. I don't be forgetting. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, hey, yo, check it out. Listen, we lose people. Unfortunately, none of us live forever, no matter how much we try, no matter how many elections we fuck up. There's going to come a time when we have to go. We have to pass on. But as we pass on, what else have we passed on? Let me put it this way. When we pass on, what are we passing off? What are we giving to those who are still left here? Are we leaving them with a bunch of mysteries and questions and unanswered and voids that we could easily avoid? Are we doing that? Are we? Or are we passing the torch the right way, making sure that we fortify our people with the skills and abilities and love and answer questions that they require? We can't fix everything, whether we're here or whether we're gone. But what we can do is put in a decent enough effort so that when and if something does happen to us or them, we can at least say, you know what? We did a good job. We did it all right. And I left you in the best position that I could. You can never leave somebody enough money to sustain their life for the rest of their existence. One purchase can kill any fortune. One purchase. Hey, yo, I bought a small country over there in Asia that was undiscovered, but it took up all my billions. All right. Live on. You do your thing. All right. But, you know, for those of y'all who didn't speak or didn't say anything about any of y'all loved ones that have passed, I understand. Sometimes the pain is just a little bit too great. And it can be overwhelming and it can overcome you. But just know that wherever they are, they're not in the same pain that they were here when they were here. And here in this world. And that's whether you're talking about physical pain that can be helped with painkillers, or whether you're talking about emotional pain that has to be dealt with in a totally different process. I want y'all to know that if something was to happen to any of y'all, that I would feel some kind of way about it. And I'm glad that that's not the case right now. But as y'all know, we have lost some go-getters. And before it's all said and done, we will lose some more. But while we're here, we're going to give you flowers while you can smell them. We're going to give you your weed while you can smoke it. We're going to serve you your drinks while you can drink them. And we're going to give you the hair. No, we not doing that. Nah, we not giving you none of that powder. We ain't giving you none of that powder. Not the Hebron, not the coke, not the coca, not the Hebron. No. I want y'all to have a good day. Great day. Go Eagles. I'm going to watch that grueling shit today. Fuck it. I mean, loyalty is everything. Oh, Lord. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitation, you look right back to life. Let me get Blog Talk on the body here. Make sure y'all share the show, whether I showed my shoes or not. Make sure that you